Voters cast their ballots in Zimbabwe almost 2 weeks ago, but the government of the long-ruling President Robert Mugabe is still withholding the results. And Southern African leaders are holding an emergency meeting this weekend, hoping to resolve the electoral crisis. In fact, South Africa, a neighbor of Zimbabwe, has become involved. The opposition leader, Morgan Tsvangirai, has met South Africa's president. This morning we called Zimbabwe's deputy information minister. His name is Bright Matonga, and we want to find out why the election results are still not public. So let me put that to you, Mr. Matonga. Why?
Thank you very much, and good morning. It's not the Zimbabwe government that is holding on to the results of the presidential elections. The Zimbabwe Electoral Commission is an independent body comprising, obviously, of MDC and ZANU-PF officials.
You mean from both of the parties involved here?
Yes, they're both involved. Both ZANU-PF and MDC know that there is no clear winner. For one to be declared an outright winner, they have to score a minimum of 51%. And it's common knowledge that neither party has achieved that 51%.
The opposition party has said they believe they won a majority, an outright majority in the election. But you're insisting that everybody knows nobody got a majority.
They are a bunch of hypocrites. They come to us with a proposal. When we turn it down, they go to the international media, you know, obviously to get attention. But the facts are there. There is no clear winner.
You mentioned the international media. Is there a reason that most foreign reporters who have applied for visas to come into the country and figure out what's going on have been denied entry?
Well, that's very correct, obviously. The people that we were not happy with were CNN and BBC.
Mm-hmm.
ZANU-PF government officials are not allowed to go to the United States and to the United Kingdom. So why should we allow them to come to our country? But it was only those two television stations because of the way they are biased in the way they make reports.
You said the problem was that Zimbabwe's government officials have not been allowed into the United States and the UK. You also said the reporting has been biased.
We are not given the opportunity to put our story to the American people, to the European people, because of those bans. There are no difference between American people and the Zimbabwean people. The difference are between our presidents only. You know, Zimbabwe is one of the most peaceful countries you can ever visit. But, you know, the people have got this perception that has been created, obviously, by President Bush on Zimbabwe.
Forgive me, sir. What's the misperception that President Bush has created in your view?
You know, Mr. Bush is a very arrogant guy. He looks down upon leaders. President Mugabe is a revolutionary, respected in Africa, and he should be given that platform.
I'm trying to remember, forgive me, I just don't have the number in front of me, whether the inflation rate in Zimbabwe, is it 10,000%, 100,000%?
Inflation. Look, Zimbabwe is under illegal sanctions. People can put any figure, but it's business as usual. If there was a crisis in Zimbabwe, surely people would be going on the street to fight. But there isn't. There's no crisis.
Bright Matonga is a deputy information minister in Zimbabwe, also a spokesman for the ruling party of President Robert Mugabe. Thank you, sir.
Thank you very much.